We are continuing our Shaurim on Otzot Chaim. We are now Baruch Hashem on Shaar Mochim Per Gimel in the old editions of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, which is Per Gimel, and in the Matuk Midvash Chilik Beis, it is on page Tzadi Vav. I want to be Magdim in order to understand this. We're going to do this Per Gimel, which is a very short Perik, and then we're going to skip into to the next Perik with the Shaar Mochim Ditzelem Per Aleph. Now these next pokim, I want to be marked in with a picture, and really these new next two pokim, next three pokim, have to do with the halbosha of ima into za. So let's be marked in. What is this all about? Now, we have a picture over here of it's called ima or bina or tfuna. We'll see that Arizal gives us three different names for the basically the exact same thing. And what it is that we have Ima has 10 spheres, but we're not going to talk about her 10 spheres. What we're going to talk about is her 3 spheres, which is Netzach, which is we're going to split that into 3 Chalakim. Her Hod, we're going to split that into 3 Chalakim. And then your Yesod is a short sphere because it's only a Perek and a Shlish. See, that was split into 3, so it's a Perek and a Shlish. Now, besides talking about her Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which is only 3 spheres, which we split into 3, we're going to speak about her Tiferes, which is also split into 3. But we're going to focus on the Perek Shlishi, which is Perek Tachton of Tiferes of Ima. So in essence, we're going to speak about the Perek Shlishi Tachton, the Tiferes. We're going to speak about the Netzach of three Prokim, the Hod of three Prokim, and her Perek and the Shlish of Yesod. And the Shlish is, by the way, called a Terz Yesod.
Is there some reason why, but that's for these 4 on the other side?
Yeah. We'll see in a minute. Okay, so got that picture clear. Now, what's going to happen? What's so special about these? these spheres? These 3 spheres over here and this Shlish up there. The Tfer Shlish. What's so important? The importance is this is what's going to go into Zah and build Zah. Because we know Zah is just below. This part of it is just above. And this Nahi, or we call the Tani, Tfer, Netzach HaYesod, is going to be responsible for building up the Kalim of Zeampin. Okay? So, in essence, we're going to count 3... plus 3, that's 6. Plus you're going to count another 3, that's 9. So you're going to have 9 pokim over here, which are going to build up the 9 spheres of Zeampin. So far, so good? Right. Now let's see Zeampin now. Here's a picture of Zeampin, the identical copy-paste picture. But this is going to Zeampin. We're going to call that Perek Shlish of Tiferes. It's going to be called Keser. It's going to make the Keser. The Netzach of all three Chalakim of Tfuna or Ima or Bina will build up the Netzach, the Chachan, the Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach. That's the Chesed Elyon, Chesed Emtsoi, Chesed Tafel. So if you want to see that, you don't believe me, let's do it as Zoi.
But if one transfers on the other,
one goes into the other. So let's see.
Into it? With it?
Inside. Okay? See this? See what I did? Look. This is Zah, which is underneath this. Okay? You see that? Ima's on top. Zah's on bottom. Now you see what I'm doing inside? As it's going inside, it's going to create this now.
Wait a second. The Chochmah and Netzach Aleph are going to be are joining. They're being Makusha. They're just one next to the other. What are they?
They're going to be created. Look. See, Netzach Elyon is going to create Chochmah.
It's creating it.
Yeah.
It wasn't there before.
We'll just say it as follows. Okay, it's going to create it. Okay, I don't want to get too complicated here. The Netzach Sheni is going to create. Is going to be Keneged the Chesed, and we have the Netzach Shlishi is Keneged the Netzach. Okay, see that. So her one sphere of Netzach is going to create all three spheres. And as well, we're going to do the exact same thing for Hod. The Hod of Ima So all the Bima is going to create the Bina. Perek Eli and Avot. Perek Sheni is going to create the Gevurah. Perek Shlishi Avot is going to create the Hod. Okay? So far so good?
And that Hod is a different Hod to the Hod Gimel. I mean, to the Hod Aleph and Beis.
It's the same. This creates that. Well, understand. This creates that. Where does this come from? It comes from here. It's very simple.
Okay. What's the difference between Hod Aleph and Beis to the Red Hod?
Hod Aleph and Beis
to the Red Hod.
To this Hod?
Yeah.
There's no connection. Did you see there's no connection?
That's what I'm asking. There's still
Hod. This is connected to that. Forget the names. This box is going to create this box. This box connects to this box. This box will create that box. Very simple.
It's a different type of...
As simple as that. Listen. As simple as that. This box is this box. That's it. Okay. Now, what about the middle one? Okay, the middle one's a bit harder to show, but we can get the gist of it again. These pictures are not accurate. I have to admit, there's no picture on earth that can describe anything Ruchni. I've said this many times. You cannot depict the exact spiritual entities, Parzufim Lemala, on a piece of paper. That is ridiculous to think. So these are just very, very inaccurate guides to help us to understand these Ketuvei Arizal. Okay, so I'm going to be makdir now. So I get, look at the middle column here, and this is going to build this. So this is going to build that. And look at that, Teltia, so that's the Perek and Shlish. This, the Shlish, is going to be Keneged Tiferes. Remember this, it's going to be important. The her Shlish Perek over here is going to create that Shlish. Okay? So just imagine, she's going in, and she's going to go as far as that. That's it, there's nothing here else. There's nothing here. Imagine. So her middle calf will come down here, and go, I'll stop here. See? See that? That shlish, we only have a shlish down here. That's going to create the Tiferes Elyon here. So let me just show you as it happens. It's going to go down to the middle calf. The middle calf will happen. That the Ateres Yesod of Ema will create this. Will create this.
So the Tiferes Aleph and Gimel will stay totally separated.
Forget this for a moment.
No, the other, the black.
We call this Ema chart and Zat chart. And the Ema is going to go, you look very disturbed. It's very quite simple. This box creates that box.
Yeah, so the Ema Tiferes Aleph Beis Gimel stays separated from Zat.
No, not at all. Look again.
It's blank then.
Let's look again. You mean Aleph then? Say again.
The Aleph makes Gimel of...
Not Gimel. Gimel creates Kesser. Right? This has no Shaykhahs. This will not create anything here. Kesser is the high sphere. Doesn't need to. So the Perek... Remember this. It's very important. This is crucial. The Perek Shlishi of Tiferes will create Kesser. And the Etel Yesod is going to create the Tiferes Elyon. That means that there's two aboshas here, right? So as she's going in, she goes as far as down as the Tiferes Elyon, and he goes as high up as her Tiferes Shlishi. You caught that? He's going to be malbish like this. So his ketz is going to be on her Tiferes Shlishi, and she's going to be all the way inside of his Tiferes Elyon.
So what creates the Tiferes Beis Gimel that you said?
Well, this... It's not important right now. I don't want to complicate it. The truth is the matter. The truth of the matter is that he is a vak. What we have from Zah is this. We do have that. That's the truth of the matter. We have these. He is six spheres as a baby. In the stage of Ibur Yenika, he's called the vak. Chesed Gevura Tiferes Netzach Hod Yesod. That's what he. And by the initiation of Ima, by him coming up, believe it or not, he will grow now into 10 spheres. So originally it was only this. We're going to stretch him, the 10 spheres, by the fact that Ima is going to be machnis herself into him. Okay? That's one stage. That's what we're going to discuss. Good. That's over with. Now, besides that, the fact that Ima is giving over her this part downwards, right, to him, she's going to have to create now what's called a Nai Chadoshim. She's going to need a new Nai, because she gave over this to him. And we'll see how that's created. We actually learned that already. That her Bina will be doubled, her Chesed will be doubled, her Gvu will be doubled. We'll see how that works as well. Okay? So, okay, add count the Hagdama. And let's move on now. Here we go. After Torah, after Tam, Lama Ein Za Lokeach Keser Shelo B'Tiferes De'ima Shnei Shlishim Gemurim. So what do we say over here? We said that Za only takes the Shlish Tachton. The truth of the matter is when the pictures are inverse. Let's remove this title. Let's call her Nukva. Well, let's call this Za. Actually, to make it simple, let's call this picture Za. It's the exact same picture. Okay, because Za's Nai is going to build up Nukva. It just works in reverse. This is going to be Za, and this is going to be Nukva, the one underneath Za. And the truth of the matter is that her Kes is going to go on the Shlish Sheni of Tiferes.
Wait, isn't Za male?
Yeah, and Nukva is female.
You keep saying Za being female.
No. So we'll change this from Bina into Za. This was Ima, right, originally, and this was Za. I'm just saying that if you change the names of the pictures don't change. Just the titles change. So we'll make this into Za, and this picture into Nukva. What's going to happen, you're going to see that Nukva is going to be Malbish, not the Tiferes Shlishi, like Za did to Ima, but rather, Nukva is going to be Malbish on top of the Tiferes, on the top of the Tiferes of Sheni of Za. That's what's going to happen. And he's going to ask the question exactly, why is that? What's the difference from Za to Nukva? When Za is Malbish, the Nukva, when Za is Malbish Ima, he only goes as far as the Tiferes Sheni, Shlishi. But when Nukva, the same picture, it's just the name change. When Nukva's Malbish Zah, she goes a bit higher onto the Per Sheni of Tiferes. So that's the question over here. Ata tzorich latetam lama ein Zah lokeach hakete shelo b'Tiferes de'ima shnei shlishim gemurim. She takes shnei shlishim gemurim. Kishima shelokeach as Nukva hakete shelo b'Tiferes shebo. And Masha Enken, he only takes, Zah only takes ashlish de'ima. Shlisha Tachton of Tiferes. So what's the difference? Obeinion Ze Yeshlosha Tamim. He's going to give three different reasons why there's a difference between Za and Nux Halbosha. One is Ichami Ichadhu Beobu Atzmo. Ashenu Beobu Beobu Nukva. The second reason is going to be out the Nukva. Ashlishu Avu Ima Iloel. So we're going to three different Tamim why there's a difference between Nukva Halbosha and Za Halbosha. Here we go. Nevaya oisam. Shine. Tam atzmo mipne shi'im za yale rosho ad shir shesh nishnei shlishim tiferes de'ima. If za taka would go as far as high as nukva and take over shnei shlishim tachtonim av ima, nimso shi'ima mitlabeshes mitpashetesh kishe mitlabeshes mitpashetesh betom za kenoda, when she would go down, ima would go down to za, nimso shitzor la shiter de ima yose lemata v'yikana shnei shlishim tifer shela toch za. So that means when ima would go down, she would go down not only into the tiferes elyon of za, but she would also go down into tifer sheni of the za. Okay, so let him go down to the second. What's the problem with that? The cat inside Shalom did Pashit Levata, Lefisha Shemina Tifer Shalom, Nasus Kesse, the Zah, Shul Kav inside. Then came the Yeredes, the Tifer Shalima Shne Shlishim, the Matta Tok Zat, so Shagam, Yesod, the Ima, Shul Kav inside Shala, Yered Yosel, the Matta Mimkom and Hanohu. Shua chazed the zav, who besof shlishi elyon the tifer, v'yutzchoch leyered im siyum shnei shlishim the elyon tifer the zav. So we still don't know why there's that a problem that ima should go just a bit deeper into zav. V'hinei noda she'ika ha'or zav hu me'achasodim shetoch yesod bina. We know that the ha'ora that Zahar receives from Ima is the chasadim. Remember, there's two hashpahs that Ima gives over to Zahar. It's chasadim and gvuas. Gvuas will be passed over to, from Zahar into Nugva, and chasadim would be taken for himself. And that's going to be revealed but from the chazav limata. Shekvan nigma malbu sheyesod the ima shehi yemechu mechase aleihem. So as we saw from the picture, that the kisoy, the yesod the ima, goes just as far as the tiferes elyon. Tered yesod the bina at siyum shnei shlishin tiferet zah lo yegilu el chasadim zah rak shlish atachton bilvad. Hayazah bilti ara klan. There's another gisa that yezah bilti ha'ara gedoyla. Meaning that what we want at the end of the day, we want the chassadim to be vigiloy. But if the yesod the ima goes into further down into zad, there's more of a kisoy there. There's more of a kisoy. We prefer that she ends up in tiferes elyon, and therefore when the chassadim come out, there'll be more of a gilo, more mokum of a gilo. Mashiach, if they go down, the yesod the ima goes further down into the yesod the ima, into yesod the zah, sorry, into the tifer the zah, then there is more of a kiswa, and the ha'ora that he will be receiving is much less. Okay, so that's the first reason why the hashbash of zah is dafka on the shlish tachton. Second reason why the shlish tachton. This is going to be a reason out of the nukva shibo. Who b'chinas yisod the ima mistayim b'chazed dezam mitgalim echasodim ha'orot. Because the yisod the ima, as we know, is mistayim echazed, as we explained, mitgalim echasodim ha'orot, which will mean the chasodim and the gvuos. As we explained, the gvuos are going to go over to nukva. V'alid ha'orot zu yichol ha'nukva libonot sham. And therefore, through this ha'orot, which is the gvuos, nukva will be able to receive them. Again, right, so they come from Yesod, Abima, into the Mispashes, into Zah, and then finally these Gvot go into Nukva. Because she is in the back, right? Rachel Leah, the Nukva is in the back of Zah. If you should Nukva, Eila Nivnis, Eila Maharaz, the Gvot, the Shavi Yesod, the Ima, Biota Mechusim, the Yesod, the Ima, Tzrichim Lavo Shneich Mechasim. So if the pshat is that the shefa which is in the yisod the ima will have to go down through two coverings, because they have to go through the chasadim guvu which is in yisod the ima, have to go through the yisod the ima, that's kisu number one, and then they have to go through zah which is kisu number two. Finally, they can get into nukva. So therefore, biyod mechusim biyisod the ima tzurim lavo shnei mechasim. Misachim. Echatu dofen masach hayesod ima, v'asheni hu dofen etifel deza atzmo. V'achri kach yotze or shel nukva. Finally, then the or, after passing over these two mechitzas, we're going to the nukva. B'ze lo tekabel ha'ora, ha'ora gedoyla means that she won't be able to receive a big ha'ora. V'lechein, ela yotze rak achre kolot masach yesod ima. שאורד גבורת מגדלות ואין צריך לעבור להעיר עליה רק מסך אחד בבד. So therefore, שהוא דופן תיפר דזה. ואם היסוד, אם היו יורי למטה עד שיעור שני שלישים תיפר דזה, לא הייתה מלכות נוקבה בדזה יוצץ ונבנה אלה משם למטה, והייתה קצורה קומה מאוד מאוד. So if the yisod the ima would go further down into zah, what would happen is that there would be less of a giloy of the gvuos into nukva. Why? Because that would leave less space for these gvuos like giluyim to get into nukva. Because then she would have to pass over to matzachim. That's the second reason why. What?
Why are they there already?
What's there?
I mean, the what's passing over can pass over whatever, however far down it goes.
No, but as they're passing over, these gvuos are passing through the yesod the imam, and they're passing through the doifen of zah, the bimemaita, the all of the shef, which is wanting eventually to pass over to nukva. You understand? So it's better that there should be a shorter yesod the imam, therefore there'll be more goloi, more giloi, and it wouldn't have to pass through one masach, not two masachim. That's the second reason. The third reason, tan shlishi hu va'ovo ima ilah. The third reason why there's not more of a halbosha of zah on top of ima, the reason is because ima would memayit herself. That means kavan is ba'al el b'tchila dushes there. As we explain from these pictures, so she's coming over. Tani is going to be immersed into Zal. צריך להגדיל להכפל כפלים כפלים להשלים חסרונה כשהוא אמר שנכנס בזה. Now that, you know, as soon as she's giving over, remember this picture, as soon as she's giving her nahi into Zah, that's it, it's gone. She knows she doesn't have a nahi anymore.
Why is that not called a galuin?
So we're working on the tamdim. When the yisod, when the netzahon yisod of nukva of ima is going into zah, what's happening? She's giving over a nai, and therefore, as we learned from the first parak, she's going to have to need now a new nai. Now, how is a new nai going to come about? Because a new nai is going to come about by her taking a little bit of her bina, as we said last time, three chalakim of her das will be doubled. Three chalakim of her ches will be doubled, three chalakim of her gvur, and her tiferes will be doubled, and thereby replacing all the chalakim of her nahi, which now has gone into za. So we read that again. Matam shlishi. Ba'ovo ima iloin. Kavan is ba'al eilid, tchilas adushuzim. Ba'hu ima iloin, kishinis blabeshes shlish achron tiferes shalom. As soon as she's machnitz or nahi or tani inside of zah, tzirichim hi lahagdi lahachpel kfalim kfalim lahashli machisolam kishu mashinichtam zah. Whatever she puts in, she'll lose out. Vehem, what are these? Shnei shlishin tachtonu de bina de ima. Two parts of a bina would now have to be machpilos themselves. Das chesed gvura v'shnei shlishim elyon tiferes. Those, all those halakim will be now have to double themselves. Nigdolim nichpolim kfeilim kishiu ha-chisoron. And therefore, let this happen. What's the problem then? V'im gam shlishim emtsoi d'tiferes sheba haya mitlabish v'kedesh za. If Zah were to grow, that means he would take Shnei Shlishim of Tifel the Ima. And not only Shlishet Tachton, therefore Ima's Bina would need to be Machpil entirely. Not only the Shlish Tachton of Bina would be Machpil itself, but all the Shlish Chalakim. And therefore, Hayit Tzirich Lehit Gadel Lehit Kapel Kaflayim Mitchilat Bina Sheba Atzof Shlish Elion the Tifel Sheba. Ve'az b'chinas bina de'ima tashesh kocho al yedeken. Here we go. Finally, gives us the answer is that bina, that means ima's bina will be tashesh kocho. So manam f'kamina. So let it tashesh kocho. Ve'lo ayta shavim el chochma shabak kvar v'kvar haratnu le'el b'zeil hatzorah. And therefore, since ima's, he doesn't tell you the time. He told us in time in perek rishon that since bina's will have to machpil herself, that means she's tashish kocha, she won't be able to be shavi with chof moshe's abba, and therefore she won't be shavi and go out to make a zivug with abba. That's a terrible thing.
Why is she being shavi?
She has to be shavi in order to make a zivug yosef to be shavi. Ima will be in the shavu with the abba in order to make a zivug, but if she's weakened because she's giving over more b'chinas to za, she won't be able to go shavu shavu. But at the lehodiacha, now I want to tell you something new. He calls this amanu le'el ki za ein shiur keser shelo rak shlish echad levad. As we know that the keser of za is only really be'etzem the shlish tachton, right, of tiferes de ima. That's what it builds up. Hu kasher lo nichnas bo rak bochi mitzad ima levad. Okay, what I told you is that, let's see this picture again, that see over here as we build up the keser, it's keneged the shlish tachton. That means the keser will only be grafting itself only in the shlish tachton of tiferes. That is not 100% true. That's only klapi ima, aval kishenichnas bo achikar gam bochim de mitzad abba kenoda as. Hine az ye shiur keser shelo orech shnei shlishim kidimyon keser nukva, and therefore his keser will actually be going a bit higher onto the shnei shlishim tiferes de ima. And he gives you an example. Ve'ine hu moshul muvan kasher im shilicha moshul lecha. He's going to give you a moshul to understand this. Ve'im hu v'hu im hayu lefanicha shnei kelim shavim bikumoto mamash. If you look at two kelim together, actually one is a bit larger than the other. That's what it means. Ve'ine kasher nichlas zeh b'tol zeh ve'hechach hu she'akel pinim yugveu she'tzvasav lemala b'sfitz b'siftev kele achitzon. וכן הנה כאן, כאשר תפארת דאבא נכנס ומתלבש בתוך תפארת דאמא להיכנס יחד בתוך זה, יהיה תפארת דאבא גבוה למעלה בתפארת דאמא חיצון אליו, ואורכו וכמותו דכסף דזה, אז יהיה עד שם, ויהיה שיעורו כמו שליש, שני שליש התפארת של אמא. That means like this, if you take two kelim, one is bigger than the other, one cylinder than the other one, okay, you put them on together. But you have to realize this was a bit not as big as you would want, and therefore they don't call flush to flush, right? It's not like they completely one fit into the other, but rather this one's a bit tight. So therefore, this one will be sticking out. The interior one will be sticking out a bit higher. And that means the lowest part of the inner cylinder will just be a bit higher. That's the motion of the yisod the abba going into the yisod the ima. Which would come out of Nafkamina over here by the Tiferes, where would the Tiferes be hanging? Therefore, the Shlish Tachton of Abba would be just above the Shlish Elyo, Shlish Tachton of Ima. Therefore, it would come out Shnei Shlish. And since we know the Tiferes Tachton builds up Kesed, Kum Tovoy, the Kesed would be on the Shnei Shlish of Ima. That's what it come out to be. Okay, that was a side point. So that's it. We finished the Shah Mochen Perik Gimel, which was quite straightforward. Now we're going to be learning a new parak called Shah Mochim, which is really be'etzem a hemshach of what we've been learning now. Shah Mochim Tzelem Parak Aleph, which is on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Parak Aleph. The Atta Nevaya Inyan Shalosh Bechina Sheyesh Bezah. There are three different Bechinas in that. Shloshom Nechlolim B'Shem HaMochim. Each one is considered to be a chilek of the Mochim. Now, Shloshom Nechlolim Tzelem. Now this word Tzelem, we're going to shtel on this. Because the pasuk says that we're made b'tzalmenu, that means the loshon tzelam. He explains himself. Shlosh tam kolulim b'shlosh oisis tzadi lamed mem. Now, mitata lila. I'll explain to you in a minute. Ki ois tzadi the tzelam em amochim nechnasim b'pnimius tzam. Ve'oisis lamed mem hen shtei oisios orod makifim sheyesh. Al Rosho. Tafton Lamed and Elyon Mem. Ve'elu yidbar lekamam be'orer be'zat Hashem. So let me explain to you what's going on. So let's reckon over here. Let's go back to our picture over here. We have Ima over here. Right? Can you see this? You have the Tiferes of Ima, you have the Netzach of Ima, you have the Hod Ima, and you have the Sod Ima. Okay? As we said, all of this entirety goes inside of Zah. Inside of Zah. And you won't see that, those chalakim. The only thing you'll see as Kilu, you'll find Epsazoi, right? You'll find the Perek Sheni, Perek Elin of Tiferes, and the Perek Sheni of Tiferes of Ima sticking out. And you'll find that Zah covers over the rest. Covers over the rest. Now, I want to tell you something. That all of this, we're going to give it code language. All of this is going to be called the Tzadi. The Tzadi. Now, I'll give you a little remez to understand where we get this from. Because if you look at how many parking we have here, we have nine. We have nine over here. Why do we have nine? We have three, and then we take the Shlish Tachton, that's what goes inside. Plus this, will make nine Cholokim all together. Okay? Now, each Be'etim, every sphere you can split into 10 spheres. So, how much do you have over here? How many spheres do you have?
Nine.
No, we have nine spheres, but each sphere can split into 10. Then you have 10, 10, 10, 10.
So, 9 times 10.
That's a tzadi. That's what we call it. This is a tzadi. This is going to be merumis to the tzadi of the word tzelem. It's odom b'tzalmenu, right? Right? Nasa odom b'tzalmenu, but tzelem is this tzadi. Now, we know this is not the only part of Ima. We know there's the rest of these two chalakim. And then we have the Kes of Ima, Chokhmah of Ima, Bina of the Ima, Chesed Ima Tiferes and Chesed Gvuah and the Tiferes, that's another few Chalakim, right? Now, when we talk about the Chesed Gvura and the Tiferes, what do we come out with to be there? That's going to be. We have three Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Now we multiply by 10 each because each one is 10. How much does that make? Three spheres. Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Each one plus 10. Each time times 10. That's 30. That's the lamed of the tzelem. Okay? Now, where do we get now the mem? The mem is connected to Keser Chochma Bina Das of Ima. That's four spheres. 4 times 10, you got it, it's 40. That's the mem. That's how we get to the Cheshbon of Tzelem.
This Cheshbon of Tzelem is just simply a code name, or it actually means something.
What do you mean? It actually means something. They represent the 10 spheres of Ima. You can either categorize it by this called the top part called Kesed. This is called Kesed. This is called Chokhma, Bina, Das. Either you can call it those names, or you can categorize the 10 spheres, the 10 sections of Ima, into three parts: Sadi, Lamed, Mem. Just different names for exactly the same thing. We're categorizing using different lashon, as we always do in Chochmas Kabbalah.
It's just another name.
Another name? I just said that. Okay, so right. But keep your cup, right? So we're going to be using different names, meaning the same thing. Okay, so either we're going to call it the Tani, which is the Tiferes Netzach Hod Yesod. That's the abbreviation. Or we can call it the Tzadi. Keep calm. You got to remember this.
Why is that Tzadi?
Tzadi, I told you. Because these are the nine spheres.
But you're not talking about that. You're only talking about three there.
Three.
And four, sorry, with Tani.
Well, it's only a shlish.
It's three and a half then, whatever. I mean, three and a third. But I mean, it's not... Three. Either way, it's not 90.
Well, each one, you can split into 10, right?
That's still 30.
Sadi, one second, let me see the Cheshbon. Sadi, that's right. You have the nine. It's like this. This Netzach, right? What does it create? What does it create? Let's see that again. It creates Chochmah. You got it? Mm-hmm. This creates Bina. This creates Netzach.
But the Tani is only Netzach Aleph, it's not Netzach Beis and Gimel as well.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It creates this. This is nine spheres. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Right? Three.
Go back. What's included in Tani? Tani was only four before. It used to be only four.
It's three and a third, right?
Fine, three and a third. But three and a third, so how do you translate that three and a third into nine?
Here we go. I just did it for you.
But it's not.
It is. This is a full-fledged sphere. This is a full-fledged sphere. And so on and so forth. So you have nine spheres now.
But it's not included in that, though. The whole point of Netzach Aleph is only connected Chochmah. It's not connected Netzach and Netzach. That's Beis and Gimel.
Right, okay.
But that's not Tani. Tani is only Netzach Aleph. It's only Tiferes Aleph.
Tani means Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. That's Tani.
But as you keep saying, it's only the three and a third. It's not the other two of the other.
Okay.
Of
Does the three and a third create the nine spheres of Zah? Yes or not?
No.
Well, that's incorrect.
Well, that is what you've been saying.
This is the Akdama I gave you at the beginning. That's why it went very slowly. We'll do it again. The Tani Tiferes, which is a shlish. The shlish, right? And the Netzach Hod Yesod of Ima will create nine complete, full-fledged spheres of Zah.
Wait a second. On the Ima, the black one.
Yeah, Ima.
Yeah. So if you just bring it out, when you say Tani, are you referring only to Tiferes Gimel, Netzach Aleph, Yesod, and
Tani is all of Netzach, all of Hod.
Right.
Tiferes and this Yesod.
Right. All the time you've only been doing those four.
No. This is a Tani. I've said this many times. Tani refers to this downwards. Okay. So as I showed you, I think I made this quite clear. This can I get this? You don't see that? I thought my best to do as best as I could, right? Okay. This will go and disappear. This entire page will disappear.
But you've always been touching.
Okay, so now you understand. So therefore, we have the nine spheres, which is, again, remember this. This is the tzadi of the tzelem. That's what goes into za. The lamed will be on top of za, and the mem will be on top of za. Is that clear? Tzadi, lamed, mem. That's going to be your tzelem. Okay, let's continue. Oh no. Ata nidabe ech nasim elu bechines ima. Nivai pchot sholosh bechines elu venema. Kine nechlolim beofen acher. Now we're talking about the mochim dezah, which is machnis into ima. It means like this. Is that, let me just read a bit more. Vohu. I don't want to confuse you, but just try to listen to what I'm saying here. Okay, now, even though I told you that Ima, Tani, will create all of the entirety of Zah, okay? What is this exactly? These are, remember, in Chochmas Emes, we speak about two things. Very simple. We can boil all Chochmas is discussing two things. The Kelim Shabo of the spheres and the All Shabo of the spheres. Those are the two things we speak about in Chochmas Emes. Now what we've been talking so far is about the Kelim Shabo. Her Tani, which is the Kelim of hers, will be given over to create his Kelim. Now, what about the oilers? Again, in Chochmas Kabbalah, we speak about two things. We spoke about, okay, what about the oilers? What about all that he needs? He also needs oilers. He just doesn't need dead, old, plain kelim, because kelim without all is a goof without a neshama. Where is the all which is supposed to be in here? She has all, right? The aleph. Where is the oilers that are in her tani before they enter? They actually vacate themselves. They vacate themselves and they go up here. This is her tani. This is her right leg, left leg, and this is her middle. All the oilers which are in these kelim will go up to Tiferes Ashnia. So therefore, when these kelim go into Zah, they come reik. They're empty because all the oilers, the neshama shabo in them, goes up here. But that can't be, because that won't help Zah. Zah needs neshamas as well, not only kelim. So we're going to find the hashpa of the oilers. We're going to come from milamala, go all through Abba, Ima, and fill up this kelim, and then they're going to go into Zah. That's the process. And what is this hashpa that's coming up from milamala? It's called Chabad. Chochma bin Adas. The Shefa, which is Miyuchad for Zah, is going to come into the vacated Kelim of Nahi, or Tani, of Ima, and then enter themselves into Zah. Enter into Zah. That's what he's speaking about now. Let's see that again. Omer, Ata. Nidabe ech nasim elu bechines ima v'nema bepchot sholosh bechines elu v'nema ki hine nechlolim beofen achem. Vohu, this is the first bechina. Vohu ke'amochim deza. This is the shefa I was talking before, the chabad, which is coming down into Abba, into Ima, finally is going to go into the vacated kelim of Ima, and finally into Zah's kelim. Ke'amochim deza hem nikraim chabad chokma bin adat shelo. V'klolem nichlal gama shlemata mehem ad tashlum patsu Zah. Hare zu bechina achas, and this is going to be machnit itself in all the nine spheres of Zah, believe it or not. So these three spheres of Chaba are going to be split into nine cholokim, and these nine cholokim are going to go into Zah. Now, Bechina Shnia, he Bechina's Kesed. That's in the nine chalak. That is Chet Chochma into the Yisod of Zah. But what about the Kesed Zah? Now, Kesed is very interesting. We're going to speak about on and on and on. The Ariz is going to go. Not only to the end of the parak, he's going to speak about the next parak as well, about the Kesed, how important the Kesed of Zah is. Now, Bechina Shnit, he Bechina's Kesed Zah, she, Al gabei mochim deza anis korin. The kesed is all. What's a kesed? It's a crown. It doesn't actually go in the paltu. It's not actually part of the paltu. It's actually on top of the paltu, and that is above the mochim. The mochim are going to go into za, and the kesed is going to stay above. Now, third thing we've discussed is b'china shlishit him b'china shnei makifim shelo shem lamed mem the tzelem. As we said, the tzelem. I mean, the tzadi represents the nine spheres. We're going to go into za. The lamed is going to be on top of it, and then the mem of the tzelem is going to be much, much way above. This is called the makifim. That means they go around. They don't go into the parts of him; they go above the parts of him. Meaning, shlosha bechinas elo nasi zeh. And altogether, these three bechinas, which is the chabad, the keser, and the shnei makifim, which come all from the imam, they're all going to make up the entirety of zah. Mipeh shlosha bechinas sheyesh kenegdam bitfuna. Which is connected to Tfuna. Again, Tfuna, Ima, Bina, all mean the same thing. And then again, she gets it from Tfuna, will get it from Ima, Ima will get it from Abba, Abba from Zayam, from Va'achapim, and so on and so forth. Let's continue. They have these three bechinas we spoke about. This is the nai shela rishonim, as we've been showing this picture all around. This is a nai. This is the netzach hod yisod. That's the nai. Shinis labish b'za li yos lo b'sod mochim. Again, they're going to go into za. Here we go. See. Her nai is going to go into Zah, and they're going to place B as the mochim. Before we spoke about the same picture, but we spoke about the making of the kelim of Zah. Exact same picture. The nai came in and built the kelim. Now the nai, he's talking about now the mochim, or the exact same thing, will be coming in and building up now the mochim of Zah, which is especially in his tasha skills. So that's what they'll be sod mochim. Now shnit. He bechinas chatzi tifers v'nai shela chadoshim nispashtu ba mechadosh. Now, another parasha we have to speak about now. We spoke about the nai of her. Her nai is ima, bia tfunas nai, was given over to Zan. Therefore, she has now developed a new nai. That's called the nai chadoshim. Kedei she yesh lema be'eses filz gmuros. She's davik ima abba keniske le'ela. Shlish is he bechina shah komosla. So therefore, what's going to have to happen? What happened that she needs a new nai. Why does she need a new nai? In order to make, obviously, be sholem and to be shovev abba, in order to make a zivuk with abba. Now, shlish is he bechina shah komosla shu memachzi tza elyon de tiferes shela ad lemala ad rosha. ושלושה בחינס אלו מחמנס עם השלושה בחינס אחרוס באופן זה. Now we're going to go into more depth what this means exactly. So we're going to need these three chalokim, the keter, that means the chaba, the keser, and the lamed mems, in order to make the full picture. Ve'ininu, here we go. Ki hine nizbar ki be'es ha'leda olu ha'orot shel ha'kelim denahim. The kelim of the nai, the tvuna, lemale bechatzi tachton the tifer shela. As I explained to you, here's we're going to go back to this picture. The nai, this is ima, before she goes into zah. So all her or, which is inside, is going to go into the shlish emsoi of hers, the chatzi, that's what he calls the chatzi. Nidrakeinu, elo akelim ba'or da'atzum shalem. ולא נשאר בהם שום חיוס כלל ועיקר, בסוד אין התורה מתקיימת אלא משמימיס עצמו. Because we know that the Torah is connected to Zah, and the Mi, which is the Mem Yud, which is 50, this is the 50 Shar Bina, the Chamishi Shar Bina, which is the represents Ima, Bina is Ima. So therefore, in order to zat mekayim mi meimisat atzma, that means imat meimisat, that means she has to be rakim, she has to wake in her nair kelim in order to make room for the mochim of zat to come into this mochim over here. Va'az v'yota kelim rekim nechtasim b'torah ma'or shel the mochim d'zam. And what is these orders we spoke about? She'em chokma shebo ad lemata. Shem teisha sfiros in dlavshu b'teisha prokim denahi detvuna. So the mochim, the new mochim, are going to come from outside the ak actually, and they're going to come down, they're going to spread down, this chabad is going to spread down into the nine chalokim that we see over here. And that's going to go finally into Zah itself. K'mosh yizbar b'zat v'shom, v'nim tzak hikelim v'guf demochim elu, hen b'chines achas. Shehen kelim gufnius v'tuna atzmo, aber l'oires ruchnius v'neshama shbeem hein mochim v'zah atzmo. So the kelim are her kelim, but the mochim will come from on high, and they make one bechina. On them, lifi shekavan itzbashes nistalek o'or shleem, v'nichnus o'or v'zah bimkomam lachem elo kelim denai shleima mitchalef mitchalefim mitiva amarishon. ונהפכים להיות עצם מעצמו, בוסו בצורת דזה עצמו, וכגוף אמר משדם יא, ואינו נקרא מאלו והם בשם, גופה דזה ממש. אז all these מורכים are coming into נוקפה. Into Ima's Nahi. They take the form of the Nahi, the Ima, and then they're going to go into Zan, then they're going to take the form of Ima, of Zan. Therefore, everything that we've counted now is no longer considered the Nahi, the Ima, but rather they're completely called the Shem Zan. Obizit Tavi Mashin Zvar B'Shah Gadlus Zan, which is actually Shah Chafhei. Ech U Shemina Vak Shiesh Bo, as we started off, we said that Zan is really only a Vak, because only six fields. Keno, the Shekol Atzmuso Hu Rak. Eino rak vak. Ve'ech hegdil achikach v'nasi ben eses fils gmurud v'sham v'arno inen hayakach. So again, so how do we start off? We start off that Zah is actually only six fils. Here's Zah, the entirety of Zah. We have the chesed gvur tifer netzah holy, so that's the entirety of Zah. Now we have to make Zah into ten fils. How are we going to do that? So he's going to explain here, very simply. He's going to give us an example. Shebo hayebo sfios nikon back. He had six sfios. V'nichnas bo od shalosh sfios she'em nai detvuna. So the nai detvuna, here's the nai detvuna, is going to come inside to Zah, and she's going to stretch Zah from 6 into 10. Mitzchabrin yachav v'nas v'en tesh sfios bo'ofen zeh. Ki keli perek rishon de netzah. Here it is. See this little perek shil reishon the tfuna misarev itchabe im shnei pchokim rishonim de keli chesed de zah venatis chokma shabo. So as we take zah, just imagine that. We'll kind of imagine this in our mind. Zah has six fields: chesed gvura tiferes netzah hod yisod. So let's take the chesed part. The chesed we're going to split into three parts. And the Netzach, we're going to split into three parts. So what we're going to have six parts altogether. The Chesed's two top parts are going to join together with this Chelik of Netzach to make the Chochma of Zah. And let me just read about this. So therefore, this part is going to take whatever left, the Chesed HaTachton, with the top of that Netzach is going to make, together with Netzach, is going to make the Chesed of Zah. And when you take finally the Netzach, this Perek Netzach, and the two Chlokim of Netzach, which is left over from Zah, that's going to make the Netzach of Zah. So, Kum Torah is going to have this after the Hashlomo of the Netzach Rishon, Netzach Sheni, Netzach Shlishi come in, you're going to have the Hashlomo of Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach. That's going to be the exact same thing for all three Kavim. That's what he said. Oh, Perek Sheni, the Keli Netzach, the Tvuna, Mizarim, and Perek Tachton, the Chesed, the Perek Rishon, the Netzach, the Zah, and that's the Chesed, the Zah. It's going to be the Chesed, Zah. And then finally, Perek Shlishi, the Keli Netzach, the Tvuna, Mizarim, and Shnei, Chokim, Tatayim, the Keli Netzach, the Zah, and that's the Netzach, the Zah. And there's a Kav, Smoli, and there's a Kav, I'm sorry, Kemoshis, Bayan. And that's going to make all the three Kavim. Okay, let's go a bit more. Venimsa, Kinai Atzmam, the Tvuna, Mizarim, and Makeli, the Gufa, the Zah. והכל נעשה כאילו יחד וגוף אחד מיני השבוע אחז, וכגוף זה ממש הווה, ולכן יקור את דבר זה, גדלה דזה עצמו, that's going to be ממש the גדלוס of זה, that's a זה גרוס. כי ביותם כלים ריקונים, נכנסים באורז מוחים דזה, בתוך ונעשה כגוף דזה ממש. והאריז מבאה, so therefore we've come out, from all this explanation we're talking about, האריז באה, בחינת מוחים דזה, מחוך משהו ולמטה, איך נעשה על ידי נאי ראשון לתבונה ש... and killing bli or. And therefore, as we explained, that the mochim of Zah come from above, go into these empty killing of nine, then finally go into Zah, and that's it. Now, the next thing we're going to discuss is the Kester. Now, this is going to take us for a few pages into the rest of the parak and into the next parak as well, discussing about the Kester of Zah. And he says this all. The Pchina Shniyah here, we'll just start a little bit, the Pchina Shniyah here, Kester de Zah, Asher Hu, Nasi Mechatsia Tachto, the Tiferes, the Nai Chadosh in the Tvuna. We have to know that the Keser of Zah, and I think we'll leave it off here now, we're going to discuss exactly what's the Teva of the Keser. How is it born and how is it created? Okay, so we'll stop in here now for here. Hashem, next time we'll continue to finish off this Perek and Perek Sheni of Amochim Ditzelem. Shkoyach.